Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The
Score! I don't know. You think so? We're going to be just fine.
Ben Johnson at halftime. A little uncomfortable, a little awkward.
A little intense.
It's like we're losing. By the end of this game, we're going to be winning.
Yeah, your adjective is correct, whichever one you would like. Marshall, this has been fun as always, my friend.
We're going to have more fun all week, man. Oh, the Cubs are in the playoffs, and we're right there to serve it up to the people.
Right, and Layla Rahimi will return tomorrow. The three of us will be in effect at Gallagher Way.
Come say what's up.
Please do. Yeah, we have a blast when we do it during the regular season. It's always hyped and fun. It's just going to have that feel tomorrow, and I think we all know if you're a baseball fan, you know that feel of playoff baseball. In fact, I hope it's a little bit chillier tomorrow, just so I really feel that
Stop
playoff.
Wishing that upon us.
I don't want it to be cold.
The high is 87 today,
I know. I'm done with it. I just want a little chill in the air. That would be nice. Thank yous to everybody who made this show possible, including the guests that were on with us. Dan Wiederer, Tim Jenkins, Anthony Herron. Marshall, thanks to you. Thank you to Ray Diaz and Robbie Triano, to Connor O'Donnell, to Jacob Stutz, to Max Curtis as well. And you are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, ice cold beer, legendary food, and yes, it's a wraparound series for the Spiegel and Holmes show. They're still in Vegas. We left those guys behind.
Poor guys.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Are you okay?
Oh, man.
I think we're all right.
I think we're better than okay. Oh, surviving and thriving.
Oh, wow.
Surviving and thriving, baby.
Yeah. I'm just saying that's a long time.
Yeah, you're right.
It is, and it's been a lot of work, but we had like a really redeeming night last night at Stadium Swim.
Agreed.
That was unbelievable. And, I mean, both of you guys are good pop culture people, but Groats, you're going to get a kick out of this. Matt Walsh from Veep was with us hanging out, watching the game.
And our boy Daniel Van Kirk, the stand-up comic who's been on before.
And Scott Armstrong. Who wrote Old School?
Guy wrote Old School.
Whoa!
You're my boy, Blue.
Oh my God! I
mean, we're streaking.
So we're yes. all at the pool like together, and Speak's got a great picture of all of us just like hanging out with our feet in the water while we watch Packers Cowboys. So even with all the work that has gone into this week and all the other stuff, that was a really nice couple of hours to just kind of kick back and be like, man, things are pretty great. And the Bears fans, man. You talk about en masse, like it has been a force. Like everywhere you look in Vegas over the last 3 days, Bears fans have just been out here, like representing, and it's been dope to see.
It's pretty funny, man. Like I was in a different casino across Fremont Street last night, and I'm sitting there playing a slot machine while I wait for a poker table to open up, right? And I hear, Speaks, what's up, man? Like, yeah. There's score people everywhere.
It happened to me. I was at the Fountain Blue on Friday, and I'm going up an escalator. Guy's going down an escalator.
Yeah, man.
And I get that, love the show. I listen all the time. Yeah. Where's Speaks?
Takeover. Total Bears fan takeover. And in talking to a lot of people who are at the game, because, like, We got buddies who are here. I got like two or three buddies that are already here today, swinging by just to say hello or sticking around. Like whatever. Like and everybody knows that Circa is the hub, but people who are at the game, Groats and Marshall, 60-40 at a minimum.
At a minimum,
Bears fans.
70-30.
It might have been
70-30.
I had a drunk dude last night tell me it was 90-10, and then he got shouted down. It was not 90-10.
Wow.
And he's like it was 80-20, and everybody's like, dude, it was not 80-20.
Oh,
but, like 70-30 maybe, but 60-40 at a minimum. Here's what a guy said to me last night: they were piping in crowd noise when the Bears had the ball to compensate for the legit crowd noise that was happening when the Raiders had the ball.
Is that legal?
No, it's pathetic is what it is. I'm sure it's illegal.
It's pathetic. It's Vegas, baby.
I mean, it was a whole thing with the Colts a couple decades ago where they were out here cheating at the RCA Dome.
Right.
Piping in music.
It's a good question, Marshall. No, it probably isn't legal. But that was this guy's perception. It wasn't the same drunk guy. I'll tell you that. It was somebody else.
Can you imagine what that
90-10 buddy.
Can you imagine, though, what that store for that guy in 10 years from now, even if he's not drunk, it's going to be, oh, yeah, I went to the game when it was 95-10 Bears fans. As a matter of fact, there were zero Raiders fans in the crowd.
It was all the family and friends Raiders section fans. I saw.
Right.
Yeah,
the Raiders players were cheering for the Bears. I remember it well.
I got to say, though, I am so happy for those Bears fans who made this a destination trip. The game was ugly, and for a lot of it, the Bears played badly. But you get that entertainment of being in Vegas, and you get the thud of a block kick, and then you get to get back on that plane or hang out in Vegas for the rest of the night. Like, you get, even though it was bad, you go back, guys, that you went there and watched this game. It wasn't particularly good, but that is entertainment, and that's what they got.
Yeah, we're gross, but you also know that, like, a live game, that was an incredible live game.
Yeah.
Like, there were ups and downs and frustrations.
Entertaining.
Not well played.
And great plays. It was definitely grimy, like Caleb said, and we'll talk about his day. I can't wait to talk to Kurt Warner. You know, we'll talk about all of it. And you're right, it was ugly. And they got five possessions inside the 50.
Right. You don't win those games.
Put that thing away. Of course. But, like, so it was all of that. But being at it and really just watching it, if you can divorce yourself from the quality for a little while, that was an incredibly entertaining product to watch.
Spiro Dita is saying at the end, and I know what he meant, but at the end he goes, down the stretch, these two teams have not disappointed. And I'm thinking, they've disappointed quite a bit today, Spiro. Okay,
Depends on when the stretch started.
If you're comparing them to good teams, they disappoint.
Don't get Speaks started on Spiro Dytas. Like, that is the bane of his existence.
So he will not be on the play-by-play
for a long
pod?
Time.
No, Marshall, he's not welcome
all
on
right.
the
PBA. Well, I feel like you guys, you should have him on, and then I feel like you'd be oh, he's like the greatest guy.
Spiro, what's it like to be fifth on the depth chart and never get higher than that?
Man, that's what I say.
This is where I disagree, because if you get fifth on the depth chart, at least you're on the depth chart of a national broadcaster.
Look, you couldn't be more right. And I thought Spiro had some decent moments, and Adam Archuleta had quite an interesting day. Driving you crazy.
Me too, Lawrence.
It was driving me crazy because I covered that guy, and no one ever called him that.
But now it's a thing.
But now he's Arch.
What's the temperature there right now?
It's like 75 or something like that.
Okay, so it's like room temperature outside.
80 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it's 80. Okay.
Degrees.
I only ask because I see you guys. You look very comfortable. And even though Speaks has like long pants on, he still looks comfortable. So I was like, it can't be that warm. So that I was curious. And while
we're not quite in the sun yet. So it's not a big deal.
Also, we dressed for the airport, man. Like, we got to leave. We got to scoot right when the show's done. At least me and Tanny do, just to like make our flight time.
What time is your flight?
For the airport. I don't know, an hour and 50 minutes after the show.
Do you think that while you're in the airplane, the Cubs will name a starting pitcher for the game?
I think they will.
Yeah.
Grody, isn't it crazy? This afternoon, is media day. Like the postseason media day. Like it's happening right now, and they're setting up the auxiliary postseason interview room.
That's always a good time.
Concourse.
Right.
Yeah, right, exactly. So like, because it's going to be an influx of national people and all that. And we checked in with our guy Nico. There's a workout this afternoon, so he's not going to come on. But hopefully after they win and move on from this.
That would be nice to get to the DS.
That would be very nice.
Yeah, here's the question, guys. Do you guys think, this is a loaded question, will Cade Horton pitch in the playoffs this year for the Cubs?
I don't see how he could. And yeah. I know that they could, he could theoretically be healed, but when you're talking about like a rib fracture, I don't see how you could ramp him up enough to feel comfortable to start him in a game unless we're way down the line.
Way down the line. I thought listening to the Jed, 6 or 7 minutes of him talking about it was fascinating on multiple levels. And one of them was when he talked about that at the end. He said, well, yeah, I mean, technically he's available for game 5 of the DS. But even the way he said that, like, he's not pitching in that series.
Well, and will you get there?
Have to make,
that's the question.
I know, but he's not going to pitch in that series even if they get there. They'd have to make the NLCS.
Groats, who do you want to pitch tomorrow?
I think Boyd. I think I'm comfortable. I don't think I want an opener, although I get the logic behind it. But I am team Matthew Boyd. Just put him in there and let him go to the Padres. And I know they got some formidable righties in Tatis and Machado right off the bat, but they have not been great against lefties this year, so I feel pretty good about Matthew Boyd.
It's kind of a shame that Tyone had to pitch.
Yeah, you know he started on Saturday, right.
And he had to, because you still hadn't, in that moment, you hadn't locked up that the games were going to be at Wrigley.
And they chose to throw Assad yesterday, which means he's probably out for game one. But I think Colin Ray is your long man. I think it's probably going to be Boyd. It's either Boyd or Shota, I think, with Colin Ray backing him up as a lineup flipping bulk guy if you need to go that direction.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Like, I can only see Shota as an opener, because Shota would not be in my rotation. It would be Matthew Boyd. It would be Colin Ray. It would be Jameson Taillon. That's it. And if you want to throw Shota out there.
I am not starting Colin Ray over Shota.
Yeah, I disagree fully.
Okay.
He hates Shota, guys.
I hate his production over the last whatever.
No, but look at his last, like, you look, go through his game log. Yes, the last game he pitched in, he gave up 8 runs. The one previous to that was 4. But if
three,
you look at, you
three,
look,
three,
thank you,
three,
thank you,
three,
thank you,
three.
Thank you.
It's a whole bunch of quality starts.
Yes.
A gamer. 2 5-inning starts in a bad start against the Mets.
I got no problem
if he gets game one. If I see that it's Shota game one and Boyd game two, I'm cool with that.
What do you want? If you got to choose, what would it be, though?
It's a quick hook, though, right? We can all agree on that with Shota?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's playoffs, so every at bat is high leverage.
Yeah,
so you have to manage that and say, hey, what's going to give us the best chance to win? And the beauty of a 3-game series is that you can kind of blow out your bullpen depending on what the roster looks like.
But remember, like, roster size is fascinating here. 11 pitchers? I asked Jed about it directly, Marshall and Groats, when he was on our show, or your show that I was on, however we do that, talk about that, last week. And they've done all the research. It might be 11 pitchers, so that way they can get guys like Moises Ballesteros on the playoff roster. So it might not be as many pitchers as you think, which could make things a little differently.
I will say, it would be crazy, talk about entertaining, to use that word that we used to describe the Bears-Raiders game, if Daniel Palencia was to be the opener in that first inning again,
I don't think those guys that he faces off the top of a game, if you throw it 100 and straight, they will hit it out of the park.
Right, no doubt. I'm just talking about how hyped that would be from the start of a baseball game. And every pitch is big in the postseason, but it's not like Bruce was saying, if they're going to do an opener, like Kittredge would be high on his list as a potential guy.
No, I like that a lot. That's smart to have it be Kittredge. And we'll say this. In the early days of the opener's acceptance, it was Craig Counsell who started Wade Miley and took him out after one batter.
I remember that, yep.
In a playoff game.
Yeah.
In a playoff game.
Yeah.
And they were laughing. As he did it,
totally.
They were snickering and laughing on the mound.
Well, I mean, and this is a thing. Like, Craig's got a lot to prove, too.
Yes, he does.
Like, this is – he did the job of getting them there, but this is where – this is where he struggled as a manager.
Did you see what the Mets record ended up being? 83-79.
Hey. Cubs can relate.
And again, I want you to check in with your nephew.
Yes.
Because the Marlins spite of the Mets was my favorite baseball story of the entire week.
Did you see the SNY crew talking about it after the game when they were taking pictures from the dugout?
It was wonderful.
They were hot about it. But like, the whole idea of Alcantara being like, I know that we're still mathematically alive, but I'm not going to pitch in this series. Yeah. I want to pitch and keep the Mets out of the playoffs. That is Petty LaBelle. I love that.
Petty Crocker at work.
For another day, $340 million payroll, and you throw $765 million at a superstar who has a great year, and you still miss the playoffs. Oh, what does that say about roster building and management?
And Pete Alonso being like, I've loved it here. I am opting out of my contract.
Only two teams all time have had a $300 million payroll and not made the playoffs. Two teams all time. Do you know what those two teams are?
I know the answer.
Is it the Mets and the Mets?
It is the Mets and the Mets, 2023-2025.
Amazing. I tell you.
Amazing. And by the way, an extended special post-game after both of the first two Cubs playoff games.
Call it what it is. It's hit and run.
Bonus, hit and run.
What?
After post-game, all the way up until 7 Central. It'll be me tomorrow and Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Very much looking forward
Tuesday
to being able to
talk. Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's what I mean.
Today
Thank
is
you,
Monday.
That's going to be a problem all day.
I agree with you. It's like that here. Can I ask you guys something?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
I'd love to know, were you as bothered as we were? Like, the Spiegel and Holmes show yesterday, we were on fire in our group text with the Wiener Circle thing that went on during the game yesterday. Those were clearly stadium hot dogs.
I was offended. Like, the Wiener Circle B-roll that they ran was great. It was great. That's a beautiful piece. Nice job.
Yeah.
They got Caleb's dog in there. But then they cut back to Spiro and Arch eating hot dogs
that were clearly stadium hot dogs.
They said, we had them flown in. And those were stadium hot dogs. Don't insult Chicago fans by pretending that you're having legit Chicago dogs flown in. You have just blown all of your credibility and insulted. You want to lie to me about football? I'm fine with that. You don't lie to me about freaking Chicago hot dogs.
And here's how you know they were fake, too, Speed.
The foil.
And they were playing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah,
they're
playing.
Like, they're joking about, Aditi's a vegan. What are we going to do for her? Nobody cares that Aditi's a vegan. We don't care about you guys.
Wow.
It was great. It was about the Wiener Circle. Nobody cares what Arch and Spiro are doing.
I need you to
doing.
Have him on the play-by-play pod. I need this to happen.
Spiro and the Arch.
Hey, while I have you on here, Lawrence, rank your Green Lanterns. Is Guy Gardner, Hal Jordan, John Stewart. Rank those three.
John Stewart, Hal Jordan, and Guy Gardner is way down the list below, like, Kyle Rayner and Sojourner and any other lantern I can find before I get to Guy Gardner.
Lawrence has a Green Lantern t-shirt on. That's why I had to pose that question.
Well, you want to give yours now, Marshall? Or?
It's the same order.
Same order. Okay.
Hey, guys, the Bears won a game in which they allowed 23 points. Remember the Potsy stat? They finally did it. First time since Nick Foles led them to a win against the Seahawks in 2022.
In the snow,
right? The Bears can win a sloppy-ass shootout. They can win a grimy and sloppy shootout on the road in the NFL.
Here's what's crazy is that I know that people are trying to figure out where Caleb is development-wise. His fourth quarter rating is like 95.
It was last year, too.
So, like, that's a guy that in those moments, and that's why I keep saying, like, the Superman stuff, I know he can do the Superman stuff. I've seen him do the Superman stuff.
That throw to Cole on the sideline that Cole just couldn't bring down.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Hey, Cole had a rough day yesterday.
Bad day.
Very rough day.
Bad day.
Couple of false starts, a big drop on a wide open play in front of the end zone.
That would have kept a touchdown drive alive, possibly.
Penalties. Yes. Yeah. No, it was.
Yeah. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But like, Caleb in the fourth. And the whole dynamic between Caleb and Ben that we've been following all offseason and all season, we further that with conversation today.
Yeah, the 11-play, 69-yard drives, which end in a touchdown, never go out of style. First, before you guys tell us what's going on, I just want to say you guys have sounded awesome out there. I caught some of you guys on Saturday, was it? Yeah, it was on Saturday.
Saturday morning.
Like just even hearing the soundtrack behind you guys right now, it sounds fun. You guys have sounded great all week, and it's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
It's awesome that you guys are out there today to kind of give the wraparound and the feeling for all of that. So great job out there. How are we going to keep this cooking today, guys?
So to speak to your point, as a show, like I had this crazy idea, and these guys let me foster it. Yesterday before the game, I kept a tally of every different Bears jersey that I saw.
Oh, I love this.
At Circa and walking around Circa on Fremont Street. And so I had to put it in a spreadsheet this morning, and I am going to share the results of the most seen jersey, the most seen Bears jersey that we had, because Bears fans were in here so deep. It was just great, like just catching the vibe. I saw a group of people that were, I was, you know, going back upstairs to do the podcast, and I saw some Bears fans that didn't know each other, and they basically did the Grody. Like, they looked at each other and they were like, Bears?
Oh, yeah.
Bears?
Oh, yeah.
It works.
And, Bears.
Yeah.
Bears.
Bears. Yeah.
And bear down. And then it was so love, man. Like, it's really been a beautiful trip. So we are going to spend some time talking about that. Kurt Warner is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Jason Leisure is still in Vegas. He's going to stop by Circa and Stadium Swim and do his hit with us live. Then we're going to cover you on the baseball side, too. Ron Coomer joins us at 4:25. We will talk with Jalen Johnson today, too.
Yes.
We'll get his thoughts on the Bears win and everything else.
And so, we'll touch on his surgery that has happened now as Jalen is recovering as well. Mm-hmm.
So that's our plan for today.
Bears.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Bears, indeed, is what we're going to start talking about after Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.